Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. We're a firm dedicated to designing dynamic learning experiences for educational institutions and entities that are not meeting their educational indicators. We work by converting capabilities into capacity, empowering individuals to grow with their learning goals. Here at Let's Talk K-12 Education, we are so glad you're here with us. But today's conversation, we just want to take a few moments to give you a huge shout out to our incredible listeners. We see you tuning in every single week, ready to engage with the kind of critical conversations that truly move our schools, that in turn move our communities forward. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate your energy as a community and dedication as fellow education enthusiasts. You're the heart of this show and the reason I'm so excited as your show host to share my thought leadership. Thank you for making this show what it is. Now, let's get into it. Thank you for joining episode 32, and today we're diving deep into cultivating creativity in school and at home for arts integration on any budget, especially when budgets are tight and the arts are often first on the chopping block. Why does this matter? Creativity isn't a luxury add-on, it's a learning accelerator. When we weave the arts into standards we're already teaching, we boost engagement, comprehension, and memory without asking teachers for more minutes or districts for more money. Today, I'll show you how to plug simple, powerful art moves into core content at school and at home. So how's your brain game prompt? Here's a riddle to start our conversation today. I have keys, but no locks, sound, but no voice. What am I? I'm going to hold the reveal until segment 5 and tie it into our show today. What arts integration is and isn't? It's not adding an art class. It's teaching grade level standards through an art form like the visuals, music, theater, dance, media. Think, explore, create, share as the simple arc. You're going to assess the standards, not talent. We grade understanding and explanation. So here's an example. If your goal is 5-point RL2, theme a frozen tableau of the story's lesson paired with a one-sentence evidence statement, hits comprehension, vocabulary, SEL, and oral language in one move. So here's some quick start classroom ideas. No fancy supplies. Lean in. I'm going to share 4 grade-appropriate plug-and-play ideas teachers, our education enthusiasts, can do tomorrow. For K-2, for math and visual art, you need paper, quilt patterns. The target is identify repeat patterns. Have the students cut, arrange colored paper into A, B, A, B, C patterns, label repeat, rotate, flip. And to assess this, you're going to have an exit ticket to ask them, where do the patterns repeat? The theme is tableaus. The target is determine theme with text evidence. You're going to have the students, you're going to create groups, create a frozen scene that shows the lesson. One narrator states theme and line page. How are you going to assess? A 3-point check. Theme should be clear, evidence cited, body positions match idea. Now they're going to love that, guys, having them to do things with, you know, movement. That's always a hit. I'll get more into that a little bit deeper into the segment. For grades 6-8, you can pair science and music. Plates and tempo, the target is to model plate boundary types. You're going to have the duos do compose 20 to 30 second rhythm for divergent, convergent. You're going to transform, perform, and peers identify type and related landform. Okay. To assess the accuracy of mapping, the use of musical contrast. Okay. So that way they get to sit back, look to see the different shapes and forms that their peers did, and they kind of assess what it is. So that way you're pairing the two, you're having movement. It doesn't cost you any time. It just costs a little creativity. For grades 9 through 12, social studies and media, visual propaganda remix. What's the target? You're going to analyze techniques like bandwagging, fear, testimonials. What are you going to have them do? Teams redesign a historical poster for today's audience. Then they're going to annotate which techniques they used and why. How are you going to assess it? Technique correctly identified. Make sure the purpose was clear. Evidence of audience awareness. So that is the ways that, you know, you can include the class in it. Again, it only costs you creativity, nothing too extensive, nothing you got to go back to college to try to figure out how to do. So how can we bridge the home with some of these activities? 5 to 10 minutes, which most families can spare at zero cost. Lean in again. I'm going to share how families can implement doable routines that amplify classroom learning. So story sketch. After reading, draw a 3-panel comic with a beginning, with a turning point, and the lesson. And that's just that simple. They can draw. Most kids love to doodle. They love to draw. Again, it doesn't cost the families any money. Low to no budget. You can, I've shared in a previous episode, if you've got an old scrap paper, they can actually do that on the back of that. So no worries. I know these are some very interesting financial times for most families. So definitely keeping in the spirit of that. With high sensitivity. So that's why it is my goal as your show host and education enthusiast to bring you some things that you can do at home. That's not going to cause you more stress, but add creativity and some family time together. Here's one: kitchen percussion. Clap, stomp a rhythm to memorize vocabulary or math facts. Say a word on every fourth beat. Okay, now that's going to be a lot of fun. Living room gallery, tape up weekly work. Student reads a 1-sentence artistic statement. Movement math, skip counts with steps. 2 seconds forward, 5 seconds as a jump. Language for you guys. So you don't need to be an artist. What you can ask the students, what did you make? What did you learn? Because you made it, right? So again, these are ways that I will go back to the gallery. One of the things that I use now with the students that I work with as a reading coach / literacy specialist with a contract that I have in one of the local schools. So you want to, it's easy for you to draw, have them draw something, tape it up on the wall. If you have tape, tape it up there. If you've got a thumbtack, put it up there. If you don't, simply go around the parameters of a room. If you've got tables, put that particular drawing on the table, hold it down with something, you know, a coaster, anything. So I'm just trying to provide classic ways that families can get involved in these activities at home, and you can get involved with integrating the arts in your home without having to go buy anything, stop by the store, or be stressed because you don't have certain materials. I'm trying, you know, to provide you with some really practical ways to implement a gallery walk at home without, you know, fancy paper or tape or thumbtacks. Because not all, you know, most families, unless they're educators or work in the arts, have those types of materials at home. So let's bust a few myths. I hope that I was able to do that for teachers and for families on integrating the arts at home and bridging school to home. So here's a myth. There's no time. The reality is integration saves time by doubling up standards and SEL, which is social and emotional learning. Here's another myth. I'm just simply not artistic. You're a facilitator. Students bring the art. Here's another myth. We need supplies. Paper, pencils, bodies, voices. Those are your supplies. And again, if you're at home and you don't have paper, pencils, use what you have. You do have the bodies because you've got yourself as well as your children that you can use in creative ways at home. We're going to start small. We're going to scale later. So starting small so you can scale later with what you have, utilizing what you have at home so that we're able to recreate integrating the arts inside of your home. Here's the riddle reveal that I ask at the top of the show. So at the beginning of the show, I asked the riddle. I said, I have keys, but no locks. Sound, but no voice. What am I? It's a piano. So music and rhythm are memory's best friends. When we attach ideas to sound, image, or movement, we create more pathways for recall. That's art integration, turning a single road into a neighborhood of routes. Okay? Routes back to learning. And I want to talk a little bit more about some things, some examples that I just gave. Let me give a few more of integrating the arts at school that I do that are little to nothing. So I'm going to give something for the educators and I'm going to give something for the families. So one of the ways to integrate arts into schools is as an early finisher, find you some activities that serve for the different types of learning styles, like for those that are audio, those that are visual, those that have to get up and move around. If you type in learning style activities, then it should give you some. But here is one that I use. And the students on all grade levels, grades 3 through 5, enjoy this. So I have something, this is an instructional strategy called Four Corners. And what did I do? I just took a big piece of graphic paper, colored in, wrote on four of them, the letter A that's big, the letter B that's big, the letter C that's big, the letter D that's big. And make sure if you're doing multiple choice questions that it matches your corners. The multiple choices are A, B, C, and D. Now, sometimes if you have E, then draw you an extra E and put them up on all corners of the walls, right? Then as you get ready to check, and this also serves as an informal assessment. So you can say, okay, get into the corner that represents your answer. So if you're in If you chose answer A, get into the chart paper that says A. B, get there. C, get there. Now, this serves as a way for them to get up. This serves as a way for them to move around. And you can also have them draw out their answer to integrate the arts if you have time. So all this is just unpacking instructional strategies if you have time. One of the ways that you can integrate this at home as a way to integrate the arts, again, if you have scrap paper, if you've got paper bags, if you've got crayons, markers, pencils, if you don't have colored pencils or markers, families, no worries. You can take this exact same idea, draw A, B, C, D, E. Again, hang them up in the house or attach them to furniture, whichever you have, and do the exact same thing when you are quizzing them. Is it the arts? Yes, because you're having them get up and move. You're having movement. They can act out whether they're doing A, B, C, or D, you know, as far as like with hand gestures. So there's so many different ways that you can integrate the arts and integrate them at low to no cost with what you have at home. And here's another tip that I would give as far as integrating the arts at your home. Families, let's start with teachers first. Teachers, a lot of times you have things in your classroom that you no longer use or they're outdated curriculum. Type in how you can use those particular resources to integrate the arts. Whereas it might was old curriculum that you don't use. How can you convert that into something, a project for science or something for music? Or a way that they can draw, or creating an art gallery. What are some things that families can do that, you know, look around your home, go in your attic, go in your storage barns. Are there things that you no longer use, like an old camera, you know, an old recorder? You would be surprised at some of the resources and materials that you have at your home that you had overlooked. Well, I hope that I am opening up your thoughts and ideas and expanding your reflections as how you can take what you already have, little to no budget or at no cost, and integrating the arts. I promise you, most of you, or if you don't have them at your home, go visit auntie, uncle, grandma, dad, mom, and go into their attics or go into their storage sheds or into their garages. Stop by your local yard sale or giveaways or consignment shops and see if you're able to find some of these things where you can make music, play music, old pieces of art. Oh my goodness. This makes me so excited because I'm all about converting capabilities to capacity. And in my framework, it is using what we already have at our disposal. And there are, I promise you, there are tons of things laying around your house or in your dresser drawers or in your junk folders, junk drawers at home and for educators at school that you don't use and you're just going to pile up or put it in the recycle bin. Pull it out and see if there's a way that you can use it. If you don't know of a way to use it, plug it into, we have AI, plug it into AI. Ooh, excuse me, guys. Plug it into your Google search to see some really crafty ways that you can use it. Now, you know, I'm going to always have a capacity builder for you. I'm always going to have a capacity builder challenge. So you ready? I just gave you tons and tons of ideas for the teachers and educators and tons of ideas for the families of how we can integrate art into our homes and schools to impact student learning. So here's our capacity builder for this week. You ready? All right. So here's a capacity builder challenge, and I will provide an example and steps of how to implement and facilitate one cross-curricular arts mini project you can pilot next week. All right. And I'm going to walk you through step by step and give you two fully scripted models. Here's step one. Choose your anchor standard. Name the exact code or plain language. So example, is it 6EE2, which is to write expressions with whole number exponents or determine theme with evidence. Step two, pick one art doorway. That could be a visual, music, theater, dance movement, or media. Step three, plan the three-part arc. Okay, now that means you're going to look, listen, move, name the content that you notice. Then you're going to create a 20 to 30 minute. Make a small artifact. So it could be a sketch, a tableau, rhythm, movement, phrase, poster draft. And again, I just gave you some ways that you can obtain those items if you do not have them at home. Don't worry about going to try to buy anything. And in fact, let's even add more context to this because I'm all about family engagement. So I just gave you some examples. So you say, okay, I don't have, Miss Langley, Miss Tanisha, I don't have those things at home. Well, search in your attic, your basement, your garage, your junk drawers. Go to your family members' homes that have lots of stuff. Stop by your giveaways. Go to your consignment shops. And what you could do is you could actually make that a family engagement activity, like a scavenger hunt with your children, and put down the list of what you're looking for. Not only is this engaging to find these materials that you will need to incorporate arts into your home and school, but it's fun. It's a family engagement. It's time together, and it is without technology. It is without the use of a phone or an iPad or a game system. It is spending time together, and it's basically using paper, pencil, and marking things off as they find them. And maybe you'll give them a hug, a favorite handshake, a high five. Maybe it could be when we get home, you know, if you find more items than I find, then you get to choose what movie we're going to watch together, or you get to choose what snack we'll have together, or you'll get to choose dessert when we sit down and have dinner together. You see how I'm kind of in a sneaky manner integrating family togetherness, family engagement without all of the technology. You know, remember back a couple of episodes, I talked about how we need to get back to some basics. So those are some ways that you can do it. So here's a gallery walk, or they could do a 60-second performance. Remember, and that would mean it holds their attention pretty good where it doesn't, it's not long and drawn out. 60 seconds is about good for most people. Step four, assess. And you can assess by using a mini rubric. You could take a 1 minute self-reflection. Step five, equity lens, choice of roles, meaning are they going to be the designer, the narrator, the mover, the talk to text options, bilingual captions, process, perfection. Those are the things that they can do. I will also, as they are reflecting and giving a score, maybe 1 to 5 on what they see, or you give the score 1 to 5 on what you see using the rubric. I can also provide a mini rubric if you request it, and you can get it at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. I'll provide a quick little rubric to assess and gauge and grade those items and assignments and projects that are integrating the arts. So, you know, I'm using this like teacher language when we talk about standards, but that's for them and they know what that is. But families can get involved too. The chosen art element helps communicate the idea, example, the tempo, the contrast, the gesture. So clarity of explanation. Students uses a because statement with evidence. So again, this is something that can actually be used at home and be used at school. So again, I just use a score out of 1 to 6, give grade the person on their project or their movement or their music or their art, one being low, 6 being high. And they can write that down, as that's what you call a rubric. And then after you've given them a score of 1 to 6, again, 1 being low, 6 being high, then you add 1 glow plus 1 grow. So what that means is, families, teachers knows what it means, but this is also language that you can use at home. A glow means, oh my goodness, you knocked that out the park. You did so well on that. I knew exactly what you were doing in your art piece, or I knew exactly what you meant when you made this statement regarding this art piece. That you did, you knocked that out the park. One grow is something that they can work on, something that they could use a little improvement on. And you use the language, you know, I like that you made a great attempt at using the petals we found to make that flower for art. However, one of the ways that you could do is space the petals out. So you did a great job, but that's one grow. Space the petals out. Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm getting too teachery in this. So let's get ready to tie this up, because I could give more examples, but we are getting ready to close out in a few. So I want to make sure that I could, again, give more examples. Oh my goodness. I could go on and on and on for this, because this is what I'm so passionate about as an education enthusiast and your show host, is trying to find very practical ways that teachers can be successful and bridge it home to school, of ways that families can support their students, even during these very interesting budget-friendly times, of how you can create these learning experiences or design these learning experiences to integrate the arts at home. What's the key takeaway here today? Creativity is a delivery system, not a detour. Pair one standard with one art form and run and explore. This ARC method, create and share ARC. When students make meaning, they remember meaning. So here is my closing reflection and call to action. What is one upcoming lesson where adding image, sound, or movement would remove friction, engagement, language, or retention? Here's your call to action. Pilot your capacity builder mini projects this week with one class or at home. Email me a photo, no faces, or summary, plus one student, because, quote, for feedback. So that means I want you to email me if you have feedback on how things went, or if you have a photo of this art integration with little to no cost to execute, or if you need a rubric, even though I verbally said how you could grade, you know, on a scale of 1 to 6, 1 being low, 6 being high. I can actually try to produce your really quick rubric, especially for those families at home. Okay. So to book a discovery conversation, you can email me at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Or if you want to connect with me, look me up, Tanisha Langley, on LinkedIn. Because when we invest in the people who teach, we invest in the future we all share. You've been listening to Let's Talk K-12 Education right here on the Realizing Your Potential TV network. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant with Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. Remember, one conversation, one discussion, and one connection at a time, we are designing learning experiences that transform capabilities into capacity. Not just for students, but for families and entire communities. Education is more than a system, it's a movement. And together we are building the future, brick by brick, voice by voice, and learner by learner. If today's conversation sparks something in you, whether it's a question, an idea, or a desire to collaborate, or an interest in my education consulting and coaching services, I'd love to hear from you at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. So you've been listening to Let's Talk K-12 Education, where we bridge conversations that build connections, between schools, families, and communities. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC, reminding you that every voice in education matters, especially yours. Join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Realizing Your Potential TV network as we continue to unpack real stories, real strategies, and real solutions to help every learner and leader thrive. Until next time, keep leading with purpose, teaching with heart, and believing in the power of education to transform lives. This is Let's Talk K-12 Education, where change begins with conversations. Toodles for now.